During these days, a few days, we have been associating with also so many other foreign devotees which are coming from the West, from America, some from Australia, some from America and South American countries. So we are having like more than 200 Western devotees, 250 Western devotees. It is very pleasing to know. And for sure, Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Nirmala Chari Maharaj are most happy to have this festival attended by all of you. As you know, this Navadvip Dham Parikrama, it has been held since 1948, approximately, 1948. And that was started by the initiative of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj. He insisted to Srila Sridhar Maharaj that he wanted to make this Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Because, as we know, originally, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, he wrote this book, Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, and he explained there, he revealed there, the holy places related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he started this Navadvip Dham Parikram with his own people, with his own devotees. And after that, when he disappeared from this world, when he finished with his pastimes within this world, his associates, all of them, different missions were formed after his disappearance, all of them start doing this Navadvip Dham Parikram. At present, many institutions following him properly, genuinely, they are having this Navadvip Dham Parikram. So 1948 means almost, means like 65. So at that time, Govinda Maharaj was very young, and he was insisting, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, oh Guru Maharaj, why we don't do the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math Navadvip Dham Parikram? He saw different institutions doing like that, and then he desired also to do like that within the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. But then Srila Sridhar Maharaj told him in response, but how we are going to do this Navadvip Dham Parikram? We are very little men. No, we are very few devotees, and we barely can maintain, can keep our own temple. How we are going to do a parikram, which you need a lot of people and resources and capacity to do that? But Srila Govinda Maharaj had confidence, and he was feeling that he could do. Then he only asked, Maharaj, if you give me your blessings, that's all what I need, and I will do this. I will find some resources, I will ask some of your God brothers to help us also, and you will see. But I need your blessings. With your blessings, then I can do anything. And yesterday, Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj was explaining that there was one man very whose activities were not so good. Certainly he was a little degraded. And according to the standard of India, at that time, it really was very noticeable that he was not doing proper behavior. He drank alcohol, he drank wine, he mixed with many women, he used to mix with women, even though he was married. So his activities really were very well known to all the society at that time in Navadvip, and they regarded him as a very degraded personality. But he had a good quality. He had a very good and chaste wife. He was a landlord, no? He was a landlord, very rich person, but because of his riches and his position, he was a little loose. So his wife, wanting him to be reformed, then he knew that by the banks of the river there was one sadhu, one Mahatma, no, very elevated soul, and she was of the idea that if I go there and make a talk with him, maybe he will like my husband, come and talk with him. And in that way she thought, and he may be redeemed, he may be again put it in right track. So the wife came here, met Srila Sridhar Maharaj and asked him, please, I am begging you, you are a Mahatma, please help my husband. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, very compassionate as he was always, he expressed, well, I am not a Mahatma, but if you want and you want to bring your husband, bring him and I will talk with you. So one way or other, she arranged for that man, his husband, her husband, to come nearby, by some kind of explanation. And then, while they were here near to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, she asked him to talk with Srila Sridhar, introduced him to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj talked with him for about 1 hour and a half or so, and that person became with tears in his eyes, and since that day, he made that. People saw in him a very outstanding change in his way of life. So we are mentioning this because later on, and there is one fact that that person had so much change in his life that there was one barber here in Avadi, one barber. And that barber, that man used to come always and shave himself with that barber. And that barber one day came here to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat. And after seeing that personality change in his life so dramatically, he came and offered, entered the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, went and find out where is Srila Sridhar Maharaj, meet him and offer full dandavat, sastanga dandavat. And expressed to him that I just wanted to mention to you that we have heard all these stories and all these lila pastimes in the scriptures, but we have never seen these things happen in the real life. So I am very astounded to see how you have, by your influence, you have changed the life of this sinner, of this person who is most degraded. So, years back, Srila Govinda Maharaj, years back when he wanted, by his enthusiasm, to start with the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat Navadvip Damparikram, he went with that person because he was a rich man, being converted, properly acting in his life, and being a good boy, being a good man. And then he went with him and requested that, look, we want to present this Navadvip Damparikram of our mat and we need some funds. And I'm coming here to your village because you are well known to everyone. If you are on my side, if you help me, then everyone will help me in this village. And we will raise very nice funds, finance. Our food, our lodging, our receiving some devotees, and these few days, Parikrama and Gaur Purnima festival. So once Srila Govinda Maharaj rose some funds and resolved one way or other a little bit his finance, then he went with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, God brothers like Srila Bhakti Saranga Goswami. Tomorrow we are going to visit his mat. He was one of the prominent devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and very intimate. He had very intimate relationship and appreciation, sincere appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So Srila Govinda Maharaj went with him and asked him that, please Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj wants to start his Navadvip Damparikram of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, but we don't have sufficient men. But if you allow some of your men to us, then we will start a very glorious Srinavadvip Damparikrama. And he also went with Jayavar Maharaj and few other of the devotees who really appreciate Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So, finally that Srila Govinda Maharaj could present, no, this Navadvipa Parikram, this along with the Gaur Purnima celebration. And he expressed to his Gurudev, to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that Maharaj, if you give me your blessings, then I can do anything. And then he started with the Srinavadvipa Parikram. And this, from that time, now 65 years ago, till the present, that Parikram, that celebration has never stopped. As some of you know, Sripad Bhakti Kirongiri Maharaj, he was disciple of Bhakti Saranga Goswami. And for many years, because Srila Govinda Maharaj was always very much enthusiastic, serving his spiritual master and with so much responsibilities, that Maharaj, he came and was leading our party for long time. We don't have him just this few years because his health has become deteriorating more and more. So this is how this present celebration, it has been founded, it has been established. And we feel very fortunate to be participating in the desire of the Vaishnava, of Sri Gurudev, and the Vaishnava. If we, one way or other, can participate there, then we will feel very fortunate. We have come here to the Sri Navadvipam, to this holy place, which is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be the the most holy place per excellence. He explains how in this age of Kali Yuga, most of the places of pilgrimage lose their power due to this influence, adverse influence of Kali Yuga. They lose their power. But being very merciful to the living entities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here to present his pastimes, not alone, but with his associate, with his holy abode, with his desire, not to bless all the conditioned souls. And how we are going to follow, how we are going to proceed with this Srinavadvipa Parikram, we are going to do exactly as they show to us. No, we are going to follow, we are going to visit all the different 9 islands. This Gaura Mandal, it is an area, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, of 164 miles. And within that big circle of Gaura Mandal, there is this small place. This is a smaller circle, 32 miles of the 9 islands, called Sri Navadvip. Navadvip means 9 islands. And these are envisioned like in the form of a petal, a lotus flower, no, with 8 petals, meaning one of each of these 8 islands. And in the center of that flower, it is the main island, which is Antardu. And there is where the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Tomorrow, we are going to go, these 4 days, we are going to cover all this area. And we are going to visit the most significant places which relate to the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And tomorrow is the first day, and we are going to visit that island, no? The central island, Antardu. And you know, what places we are going to visit, and tomorrow in the association of all the Bengali and all the Western devotees.